Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Hello and welcome to Corner's Corner. Hello, caller. How are you? Hello?
Yeah, got Wayne.
Oh, okay. You called in. What are you doing calling in? You didn't get the link?
It's not letting me on, so.
Huh. That's weird. I didn't recognize your number. Sorry about that. Huh. Oh. Ain't no telling. I sent it to you. You got the link, though, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I got the one I usually use. It just didn't let me on.
Ain't no telling, man. Ain't no telling.
On air. Yeah.
Huh. It didn't even come through. I was sitting here watching it. Another thing. So, I guess Brian's not going to be here this evening. He wrote me earlier and said he's having a lot of pain today, which I've been having for over a week, but I guess he sleeps a lot, so when it hurts, so he's not going to be on, I don't believe. So it's me and you holding down the fort once again. But we're doing, you know, the RSD CRPS thing is what we're going to do on Wednesdays. So, you know, I was really hurting really bad today. My whole body was, my hand and my leg real bad. And I've said this before, but I wish I could show a picture of it. I might do that and put it on Facebook. But it's called Dr. Teals, T-E-A-L apostrophe S. Get under the light here. It's pure Epsom salt foaming bath. Buddy, this stuff works great. You might want to get some when you get to hurting real bad and try it, because it really does work very well. And I think you can buy it at Walmart. I believe is where my wife got it from. But it helps. But you know, it's like everything else, man. It don't stay with you for a long period of time. It does make a difference. You make the water as hot as you can stand it and stay in it for as long as you can. Sometimes you can't stand to be in water, so it's kind of hard to do. But there's times, you know, you just kind of suck it up and roll with it, because it does help the pain a lot. So
yeah,
that. And I have go ahead.
Each person had the different pain receptors going. They might have injured an ankle or a knee, and doesn't that just kind of like throw the, you know, those pain receptors are in different locations. You know, where you might hurt on your leg and your side and up your arm. And, you know, some people just have it all over their body.
Right.
But that kind of varies with the person. Mm-hmm. Is that what I'm basically getting?
What, with this Dr. Teals I'm talking about?
No, CRPS.
Oh, CRPS. Yeah. Yeah. Like for instance, mine started in my left shoulder, and it's in my shoulder, my neck, my arm, my hand. Now it's went to my leg, all on the left side. It tends to run north and south more than it does across the body, which would be east and west.
Yeah.
It primarily runs up and down. It does go side to side, but the percentage is like, I don't know, 40% or something like that, 30%. I don't remember right offhand. It's not known to travel sides of the body, but yes, it does, and it can. And for the people listening about CRPS, there's a lot of misleading information out there. See, somebody has posted there's like 38 different names for RSD CRPS. I am not sure on that. I would have to research it or see more about what they're talking about, because I am not familiar with 38 different names for it. It's a very good possibility. Just something I don't know about. Now, there is four stages of CRPS. Most people don't get past stage two. Very few people get to stage three. Even less people get to stage four. So there is four stages of RSD or CRPS. But four is very, very uncommon for people to get. Just so people know that.
I guess that's good news.
It's good news. It's good news, bad news type thing, you know. Yeah. If you get stage four, it's not very good, that's for sure. But a lot of people, I've seen a lot of different groups, you know, and they're all trying to post good stuff, and I totally respect them for that. It's just you have to really be careful where you get information from, just like with any disorder or any illness for that matter. You have to be careful. You can't just go to Google and expect it to be right, because it's not always going to be right. You know, when you go to these different...
Google for anything anymore.
Yeah, well, when you go to different medical websites, you know, to get information, you take two of them and look at them, and they're usually a lot different, you know what I'm saying? And you find a third one, it might be a lot like one of the other two, but you always have one that stands out by itself. So you just have to be really careful when you're researching this stuff. I'm looking over this thing that I downloaded from Brian on that St. Jude Medical, that new stimulator, trying to find a little bit of information. I'm not finding a whole lot. It's made by St. Jude Medical, which St. Jude is I don't really like St. Jude's their equipment. It's really hard for me. It was hard to work with. I've seen it before I got mine implanted. I'd never had an implant with it. Just seen their equipment, and it was very complicated stuff for me to, you know, for me, which we all know I'm not real computer smart, but Medtronic seems to be the best one, I think. Some people disagree, but, you know, we're all have, you know, different our likes are, you know, different likes, and we're entitled to that. So this is the way the cookie crumbles around here. But, yeah, you know, I put the number up. I was hoping some people would call in. Again, people don't like to talk for some reason. I don't know. I haven't figured it out. But I sure wish somebody with CRPS would call us and chit-chat and get a little bit of things, their points of view on their treatment. Because there's a lot of different things we can do to help ourselves with CRPS. You know, everybody knows not to use ice, of course. A lot of people say don't use heat, but I have used heat for a few minutes on and off, you know, just kind of don't keep it on too long. And sometimes it does help me, especially with my back. I probably got some other issues back there too, besides just the CRPS, but could have arthritis. I know I got a slight case of degenerate disc disease in my back around the L5S1 area, I think, which is right close to where my stimulator is implanted. So maybe that's it. You know, maybe that's why the heat works sometimes on my back. But we don't use ice, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I did it last year, I think, for the MS Ice Bucket Challenge.
Yeah.
Boy, was that a mistake. should have learned. I knew not to do it, but I was out at an event. I was helping raise money, so I definitely wanted to do it. But you know, people were talking about pain pumps. I'd really like to have someone call in about a pain pump, because I know a few people that have them, and I know one that's getting ready to get a trial. She just had her trial done for her stimulator, and her stimulator worked decent for her. Her trial, so that's a good thing. So now it takes care of back issues as well, because they were real sketchy about how the stimulator would work on degenerate disc disease, I guess, in your back, how it would help with the pain. But she said it worked really well, so that's a good thing. So we got that.
That's
and
good.
I want to know more about the pain pumps, because they have a lot of people asking me about them, and I just, you know, you can research it, but you need to hear people's feelings and opinions on how it's worked for them. You know, that's better than any research. To me, it is, but
Go ahead.
But I want to. Also, they have it's not tropical. As far as I understand, it's topical, unless I'm just completely saying it wrong, pain cream that the doctors can give, prescribe.
Yeah.
It's very expensive. But I have a different type of it. It's not as expensive. It's $300 for three little tubes. And I say little tubes, I mean little tubes. A tube will last you about a week. So you can go through it pretty quick. It really helps with the burning. You know, it's funny, and this shows you that they can make things for disorders if they want to. Because my wife has, I'm sure she has arthritis and water on her knee. Her knee gets real swollen when it rains and stuff, and her knee's really been acting up here lately. She's put that pain cream on. I told her to use some, and you know, it didn't even work for her pain. Yet it takes mine right away. I mean, it just shows you that they can make things if they want to. They can definitely make things that work for different disorders. It's living proof, man.
Yeah.
You know, it's some type of arthritis or something she has.
The risk here. And wow. I mean, there's a lot of pluses to it as far as the benefits. But man, let me see. Possible complications include the catheter or pump moving within the body or wearing the skin. The catheter could leak, tear, kink, or become disconnected. The pump could stop because of the battery has run out or because of a failure of another part of the infusion system. Additionally, inflammatory masses have been reported at the tip of the catheter, which may lead to complications. Including paralysis. You could have a spinal fluid leak.
You can do that with a stimulator too, the spinal column leak. But it's not. The chances are like really, really low for the stimulator. I don't know what they are for the pain pump.
Yeah.
But you know, everybody thinks like pain pump. Yeah, that's what everybody thinks about the pain pump, that, you know, it's going to knock the pain out of your whole body. Wrong answer. It does the same thing the stimulator does. It goes to where the leads are put. So if the leads are put in your legs will the one getting the medication, not your upper body. Yep. I mean, they can do both. Yep. They can do both, but it just depends on what they do. So, I don't think chance of taking with a pain pump is really worth all of that. I just don't.
Yeah.
I'm not knocking anyone that has one, but I do know somebody that there's come. Actually, they moved them from one bed to another at the hospital, and it come right through the skin. So the ping pong can be extremely dangerous. Extremely dangerous. So I we can't tell people what to do. We're not doctors. We're just people with pain trying to help others. But I try to tell people the goods and bads about both and let them make that decision.
I know the doctors, usually run it as far as surgeons, as far as their success with it. If they've had a lot of success, with a pain pump or something, they're pretty well, they don't have a problem with it. They're comfortable putting it in, and they know that, with their, history with it, that they work good. So it really depends on the surgeon. If you've had a surgeon that's had some problems with them, he's going to be probably more skeptical about putting one in. I think it really goes to, that plays a big part in it too.
Sure. Yeah.
The talent of your surgeon. And there is a difference of, surgeons out there. Some are very talented and others are they get by,
Yeah. Oh, it makes a big difference. I mean, surgeon, actually my pain management doctor is the one to put mine in. He's a licensed surgeon, but that's not all he does.
Yeah.
So, and mine, believe it or not, was the first one he actually did himself. So, yeah. And I let him do it, man. I mean, I looked him up. I checked a lot of things out on him. And he was great, man. And it's worked out perfect. But, I have days and weeks like this. I mean, we're all going to have them. Even with stimulators and pain pumps, it happens. So
the pharmaceutical companies, the makers of these, I know they send out, it's a kind of a step-by-step procedure booklet, in video as far as, how to put them in. So, I mean, the doctor's never going in blind, and there's so many different videos from so many, medical colleges and this that, if they haven't done it before, they can just jump right on. Get a walkthrough of how it was done. So he walks into the operating room and, he's very confident because, he's actually sat and watched it, on how it was done, and it tells you a lot of the do's and don'ts. I'd rather have, a doctor who's, already gone through, looked at the procedures and, knows what he's doing. As opposed to having me do it, I would trust me.
Yeah.
Not with any sharp objects anyway.
We've said this before, finding the right doctor is a big deal. Yeah. It is a very big issue. It's a very important thing to do. Let's say that. We gotta have good doctors and we have to trust them, and that's not always easy. That's why you research the doctors. You talk to the patients that they have. Talk to the rep for either the pain pump or the stimulator, and most of them will tell you truthfully. Ask them outside the doctor. Don't do it in front of the doctor, but do it a little bit away from the doctor, because that's what I did, and he told me because he has never done one himself, but he has been in the operating room when they've been done several times. He's done other surgical procedures. He said, I believe he'll be, he'll be fine. And sure enough, he was. I mean, it was a chance I took, but, it worked.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, we have to be careful in judging things and trying to figure out the right doctor or not. Take your time and investigate the best you can. It doesn't always work, man, but how else are you going to know? I mean, there's really no other way to know. So,
but we need new stuff, but it's really tough to, when you know you're going to be the first one or, one of the first ones to some new procedure to, if you know, it's new, and, you know, they haven't really had, sure, you know, much experience yet with it. You know, that, you know, there's going to be that fear level going in, you know.
Oh, and, yeah.
Which is hard for some people, but it's the innovations that some of these guys come up with that, you know, make your life better or, you know, or not. It's,
right.
When you're dealing with pain, sometimes it's a crapshoot, you know? You know, we talked before, some people, you know, one medication might work really good for another person that doesn't do a thing, you know? So,
yeah.
It's always that playing around with, you know, doctors and medications and seeing what works.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, it looks like I'm probably, this medication I've been on has been working really good. This last week and a half has really been rough. And, you know, I'm hoping it's just a flare up that'll go away soon, like today. But I'm going to give it the rest of this week. And if it doesn't, either I'm going to have to go back to what I was on or some of what I was on, or maybe increase the dose or something, because I'm not feeling extreme pain like I have in the past without this medication, but I'm still getting the pretty severe pain in my foot and my hand. It's just burning and itching apart, man. I mean, it's just raw. So yeah, it's definitely flaring up. So, I mean, but that happens to us, you know. I mean, like this evening, Brian's been up and about the last couple of days a little bit, and every time any of us do it, we pay the price. I mean, that's just the way it works. You just pay the price with it, you know. And I'm sure you do it too. I mean, you made that trip to Philly. I'm sure it took a lot out of you. You weren't feeling the greatest for a while.
Oh yeah, that took about 10 days for me to recover from.
Yeah.
I mean, one of those things I put in my mental notebook to not do again. You know, that was too much.
Yeah.
I should have taken my wife, but I was being pigheaded, which is the problem we have to fight is ourselves.
But you know, we all do that. You know, we're all guilty of doing that at some point in time, and you know, we just we just have to try to rest the best we can and realize there's only so much we can do at a time. We can't overdo it, and that's not as easy as it sounds, because when you go on a picnic with your family or a cookout or something, you know, little early, but you know, you try your best to enjoy yourself and have fun, and you hide your pain a lot, and then when you come back home, you know, you're down for a few days. I mean, it's just the way this crap works. And
yeah,
it's very unfortunate. But like I said, this Dr. Teal's pure Epsom salt foaming bath really does help a lot. I think it has like eucalyptus in it, I believe, something like that. It's got something in it because it's got a different smell to it. It says relax and relief. Yeah, eucalyptus and spearmint has both in it. The stuff really does.
Eucalyptus, so.
Mm-hmm.
My wife says she can't.
Yeah.
Anything with eucalyptus.
Right. We all have to watch for certain things because we all have something that we're allergic to. I know I've broke out. I'm having an allergic reaction to something this past week, too. I don't know if it's an allergic reaction or if it's just a CRPS. In my whole body, you know, it's what it feels like, but I don't know at this point. But I know Brian was saying last night that he had somebody that just started the bee venom therapy and already got good results out of it. That's good to hear. It means it does work. I believe that. I believe what Amber tells me. I mean, she's been doing it for a long time. I'm getting ready to get her back on and do another show on bee venom here pretty soon. She traveled and she got kind of sick for a little while, and she's been recuperating. So I told her I'd give her some time, but I need to get back in touch with her and see when she's ready to do another one. Yeah. Go in a little bit, well, on, a little more in depth.
Yeah, that's a problem in our community. Is, you know, and we understand that. You know, everybody has those days where, I mean, like you said, you know, you do something, and then you pay for it for days afterwards. You know, so I mean, the people that experience that understand that everybody does that. You know, we it's just, it's the human nature that you got to get out and you got to do something, you know, and but you also, that after you do it, you know, maybe you got to sit down and rest for, you know, take it easy for a day or two afterwards. But, you know, learn to kind of balance that. Yeah, I really, really need to get out of this house and understand that. So, you know, when you do it, it's like, well, it had to be done, you know, and it did. Yeah. I mean, you had to get out.
You know? Sure. Yeah, that's the bad thing about it. You got to get out, because you'll drive yourself insane if you don't.
Yeah.
And then when you do, just like you said, you pay the price for it. And it's like, really? There's no winning for losing. And I think that's what people really get. People really, really get frustrated, because they're like, damn, I can't even go out of my house without having to pay the price for it. Yeah, but you know what? It's something that we have to do to keep our sanity. Yes, our health is very important, but so is our mental status too. That's just important as physical.
Well, you have to kind of throw in the you know, do I want to go insane by sitting here, or do I want to get out for just a little bit, you know, and then maybe be sore tomorrow, you know. But that's where a lot of depression comes in, if you stay in the house too long, you know. You can only get cooped up for just so long before you got to get out of the, you know, out and see things and do things.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Let yourself know that you're still a human being, you know, and that you can still do those things.
Yeah.
I mean, I mean, you said it before.
It is. It's very important. Very, very important. You know, I've tried a lot of different things as far as, you know, some of the things that, I mean, you just kind of, you look around online and you can find some different things to try to do, like eating properly. Gluten-free is so much better for chronic pain. And I have totally fell off the bandwagon with eating. I have totally blew it. So that's probably part of my reason this week. I have been really cheating bad this week and over the weekend with Labor Day and eating stuff I shouldn't have been eating. So I think that's part of it as well. People just don't want to understand that when I say eating properly, I don't mean eating properly like you want to lose weight or, you know, bodybuild or nothing like that. It's you're eating right for the chronic pain. Because a lot of things ain't good for chronic pain, like chocolate. That's not good for chronic pain. Honestly, coffee is not good for CRPS. People don't want to believe me, but it's true. It's not good for CRPS. And I'll tell you, and it happens so quick. I can drink a cup of coffee in the morning, and I won't feel the greatest all day. I don't feel extremely bad, you know, on good days. But I can tell that I don't feel well the next day, and I won't drink coffee, and I realize I feel a little bit better. So yeah, it coffee does affect CRPS. I'm not so sure about, you know, all the other things, arthritis and all of that. I know it does for CRPS, and people don't want to hear that. They're like, nah, that ain't true. Try it. Just like you said before about the you know, eating proper foods for chronic pain. Try going gluten-free for a few days, just for a few days, and I promise you, you're going to feel a world of difference. It makes you feel that much different. Eating gluten free is rather expensive. It's not cheap, you know. And it's like Brian's has this lady that does sells herbal stuff. And I told him, I said, I don't want to promote that on my show. One, it's selling stuff. And two, I don't believe in a lot of herbal stuff. Some stuff herbal, yes, but not all. I mean, I know there's some people that went all herbal, not just for chronic pain, but because they didn't want to eat the other foods that have been processed and all this other stuff. And they ended up very sick. So it can happen very quickly. So we have to be careful what we do as far as eating goes and herbal stuff. Because, yes, it can hurt us. And people, you know, I want people to understand this. It's just like medication. When you start jumping medications around, if it's not being managed by the doctor, it can get very dangerous on you, you know. I know people have just quit some medications cold turkey, and I'm like, that's not smart. It's just not smart. So, I mean, it's the same with eating. You just kind of gradually get yourself off of it. And if you can afford to do it, you'll see a big difference, a very big difference. So hopefully people, I feel like this way, and I feel like if people really want to change or try to change the way they feel their pain, they'll do some of these things that not just I and yourself say, but a lot of other people say as well. You know, there's just so many things that people can do. And I just wish they would start listening and doing a few things. Because I feel like a lot could happen. I mean, I might be wrong, but that's how I feel about it all. So, what do you think about herbal stuff? I mean, how do you... Oh, you're gone. Nice. Wayne's gone. I'm sitting there talking to him and he's gone. Oh. Anyway, I want to know how people feel about herbal stuff for pain. Somebody give me a call. 845-277-9427. Somebody give me a call and tell me how you feel about herbal stuff and how well it works for you. I'm going to take a break. And I'll be right back with you.
Please excuse us while we take a short break. We would like to thank you for listening to our show tonight. Please take a moment to check out Coiner's Corner sponsors on Facebook, Chronic Pain Warriors, and Putting Out the Fire. Now go get yourself a snack and a beverage and come back to join Coiner's Corner for the second half of our show.
Okay. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. Wayne has lost his phone, so I guess has no phone privileges at this time, so I'm going to carry the rest of the show for the next 20, 25 minutes. As I've been saying, there's a lot of different things we can do with to help with our chronic pain. And I would like to see more and more people trying different things, as well as myself, as I do. And I would like to see people sharing that, you know, in groups or even on Facebook. I know a lot of you don't want to always mention your names and stuff, and it's understandable. But sometimes we need to help help understand and help other people understand what's going on and how things work and don't work for others, because we're all different, and everything doesn't work the same for all of us. I wish it did, but it doesn't work out that way. So we can, you know, we need to start sharing the information with folks and trying to help one another out. It's these disorders are not pleasant, and CRPS does suck. It's terrible. I hate it with a passion. I hate it every day, more and more. But getting mad and upset over it, and mad, you know, mad because you have it, is not going to solve the problem. Best we can do is try to help ourselves with the pain as much as we can. I'm sorry that I'm just not feeling very well tonight, so I haven't been. But I'm trying to hang in there and do the show and try to help out as much as possible. But the this new stimulator that we have been talking about, I was reading up on it a few minutes ago. There's just not a whole lot of info on it. It's not MRI compatible, so I don't like, that's not a good thing. There's this thing called red light therapy. I've got to get a friend of mine on here to do the show with us about it, but it's really supposed to be interesting, and they say it does work for CRPS. I don't know too much about it, but I've been hearing a lot of people say it works rather well. So it's something else that is out there that can be done along with the ketamine treatment, which I don't know too much about that. I'm not gung ho about it. The oxygen therapy seems to be working the best as far as I know. There's a lot of different things we can do to help one another. But the main thing is we need to share information with others and share only good information. Don't be sending false information. Investigate and make sure it's good information that you're sending someone, because, you know, we're here to help people, not hurt people. So, I mean, I just really wish this community could come together a little better and help out, help more. That's a very big thing. Yeah, it's right here, red light therapy. 25 benefits of red light therapy for you and your family. See, the benefits is 100% natural, drug-free, chemical-free, no needles or knives, does not damage your skin, painless, does not itch or burn or sting, requires zero downtime, safe for all skin types, safe for all ages. No adverse short or long-term side effects. You can have it in your own home, and it's FDA approved. I think I'm going to put this on my Facebook. It says use the benefits for your acne, bits, bruises, burns, cuts and scrapes, dry skin, first aid, hair loss, red marks from acne, stretch marks. I don't see anything about CRPS, but the benefits for wounds, injuries, and pain. Okay, here we go. Arthritis, back pain, bone breaks, carpal tunnel, fibromyalgia, foot pain, knee pain, low back pain, neck pain, non-healing wounds, post-surgical procedures, sciatica, shoulder pain, sprains, surgical wounds, torn ligaments, tendonitis. Yeah, I'm going to share this on Facebook, and hopefully y'all can check it out. It's red light therapy, like I said, and I'm gonna share it or not. You know, I think it could be a good thing. I don't know for sure, but I want to put it up there. Some people use it for, like I said, for CRPS, so that would really be good if we had it. Something like this that would help. I don't know how well it works. Like I said, I have a friend that does it and says it works really well for her. So maybe this could be a big thing. So I just posted it on my Facebook if y'all are interested in checking it out by chance. It might not be, and that's understandable. I know we have to be very careful with what we try, but I think it could be a good thing. So I'm gonna end this show a little early tonight because, like I said, I'm not feeling well at all. So everyone take care this evening. Thanks for tuning in. And the show for MS is canceled tomorrow, as far as I know. I still might be doing a show, so just wait and check and see if I have a show going tomorrow, depending on how I feel. If I'm not feeling the better, I'm not going to do a show tomorrow. So thank you all for listening. Sorry that I dropped way in and it's been just me, but I need to end the show because I'm not feeling well. Everyone have a low pain evening and good night.